35 at 89.5 KWGS. Good morning. I'm John Durkee. And yesterday morning at this time, we heard from Governor Fallon as she laid out her plans for us for the state of the state. We also brought you her comments before a joint session of the state legislature. Well, after her speech, the Democratic leader of the state Senate met with reporters. And this morning, we bring you the comments of Claremore State Senator Sean Burridge.
The governor did a good job of delivering a speech that had a few bad ideas in it, not the least of which is the call for a reduction in our state income tax to 5.25% to 5%, when I didn't hear any way that we were going to pay for that. Therefore, it's not revenue neutral. I also didn't hear how much that's going to cost the state of Oklahoma. In other words, how much less money is going to go into roads and bridges and education because of that tax cut. In the same speech, we also heard that there's going to be a $13.5 million increase to public education. Well, I did the math on my iPad here. If you take the $2.3 billion that we already spent in education, add $13.5 million, so we are basically looking at a 0.005% increase in education, which is one half of 1%. This is a time when we were funding education at $200 million below the 2009 levels. So that is disappointing, because I'd heard some, at least some legislative leaders talk this year about increasing funding to public education. And if we go with these numbers, that's not the case. I was happy to hear about the allowing the local governments to eliminate or ban smoking if they want to. I think that's a good local control issue. It's also good public policy for the state of Oklahoma when we know what tobacco use does to our citizens. I just took some notes down here. The lines of the speech I liked the most was the an 8-track tape in an iPod world. I thought that was good. Also liked it whenever she called Representative Moore set out for saying, "Richard, you must like it," meaning the smell in the basement, because he didn't stand whenever she mentioned the improvements to the Capitol. When we get to the improvements to the Capitol, talk about $10 million is what she's talked about for this year. We all know that's not even a drop in the bucket what it's going to take to fix this building. I've heard estimates up to $200 million to fix this building. We have an opportunity to do a bond issue. Interest rates are low. But we don't need to be doing a bond issue and cutting our revenue. That's not how Oklahoma families run their businesses and their checkbook, not how we should be doing it either. But I do think it's a missed opportunity if we don't take advantage and do a bond issue this year to fix this building. With that, I'll just open up for questions.
At that point, he was asked about Medicaid expansion and the governor's opposition.
I mean, I think it's a big mistake for us to not expand Medicaid when we have the federal government's going to pay up 100% of it for a few years and then 90% after that. To say we don't like Medicaid in the state is disingenuous. We already take between $2.5 and $3 billion in federal funds each year for our current Medicaid system. Our Medicaid system is the backbone of our rural health system. So saying we don't want this money because it's called the Affordable Care Act, I think is disingenuous and not good for the people of Oklahoma. You know, these 180,000 people that could be insured, we're not about talking about people at home that don't want to work. We're talking about the working people in Oklahoma, low-income families in the state of Oklahoma that could benefit from this.
Day one of the session is complete. 7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.